It's a massive win for New York State, a settlement totaling up to $1.1 billion split among the country's three largest drug distributors, New York's Attorney General. While no amount of money will ever compensate for the millions of addictions, the hundreds of thousands of deaths, or the countless communities decimated by opioids, this money will be vital in preventing any future devastation. Overdose deaths hit a record 93,000 during the pandemic last year. Michelle Branch lost her brother.
And he was gone. And it was like your worst fear.
The Associated Press found that in 2012, as the death toll from the opioid crisis was rising, drug companies were shipping enough painkillers to give every man, woman, and child in America a 20-day supply.
It's gotten to the point where they just kind of let it happen.
News Nation's been following the problem for months at this open-air drug market in Philadelphia, where opiates caused most of the 1,214 overdose deaths recorded last year.
It's the biggest open-air drug market I've ever come across in my life. You literally walk down the street and you don't even have to ask. It's offered to you.
Seen there in Philadelphia, it almost has to be seen to be believed. The money from the New York settlement, we paid out over 17 years, the first payment in September. The other settlement still being worked on tonight. But Marnie, we're being told that a $26 billion deal could be announced by the end of the week.
Nationwide. Tom Negevin in New York. Thank you, Tom.